The Astros have won 9 of the last 10 meetings with the Orioles as the two clubs lock horns in Baltimore Friday, and the Astros looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
I have a much better idea what to look for, how they're trying to pitch him.
1-1. Breaking ball, and that's hit in the air to left field fairly deep. It sends back Mancini on the warning track, looking up, and that ball is gone. End of the first row, a home run for Yuli Gurriel, a two-run shot, and the Astros lead is 3-0.
Arwin Gonzalez helps.
94th pitch for Jimenez, and this one's driven pretty deep to center field. It sends back Jones at the wall, looking up, see you later! Brian McCann goes yard just to the right of the batter's eye, and the Astros lead is 6-1. McCann with his 12th of the year. 0-1. And that's lifted right side, going out Davis, and he makes the over-the-shoulder grab.
Oh, my goodness.
Diving into the outfield headlong. What a play by Davis as that almost dropped in for a hit and an RBI. Middle infielders straight up. First pitch. And that's driven pretty deep to right. Reddick is going back at the wall, and that's gone. Three-run home run for Jonathan Schoop. And the Orioles trail 8-7. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider inside, and that is the ball game.
The Astros hang on for dear life and take it 8-7, their 10th win in 11 meetings with the Orioles. Marwin Gonzalez and Jose Altuve extend their respective on-base streaks to 24 and 23 games, the two longest active streaks in the major leagues. The Astros entered Friday night with a flawless 59-0 record when leading after 8 innings, but A.J. Hinch and company had to sweat this one out as Baltimore scored 5 times, but the Astros did hang on for the 8-7 win. Here is the Houston skipper sharing his thoughts on the nail-biting victory.
We got a couple matchups that we liked with Davinsky on Schoop and Davis, and then ultimately Giles on Trumbo. I didn't want to use Davinsky or Giles at all, but it is what it is in the game. So all's well, and it's well with a win, albeit a stressful one at the end. Thought he was really good. His fastball was really good, and oftentimes we talk about his curveball, and he threw a few of them tonight, but most of it was about his fastball, his command, his control inside the strike zone. He was pretty much in control the whole time. I thought he stayed away from predictable counts with them. They were late on that fastball quite a bit, whether they were trying to shoot the ball right or he had just beat them. You know, I've seen this over and over with him. When he gets going and gets pitches to hit, he does a great job of using the whole field. They shifted him, he hit him the second. They played off the line, he hit the ball down the line, he hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, he's truly a really, really good professional hitter. And you know, the more comfortable he gets and the more he sees the league, the better he's getting.
Mike Fiers had arguably his best start of the season on Friday night as he held down the Birds for 7 innings, giving up just 1 run and striking out 9. Fiers spoke to the media after the Astros held on to beat the Orioles 8-7.
Yeah, it was definitely tough, but you know, everyone's got to pitch in it. Just had to figure out, how to adjust to it. And just being, it was, so humid, so my hands were getting a little moist there, and it was kind of hard to grip the ball a little bit. But I just had to find a way to get through it. You know, I threw some bad ones, but I threw some good ones too. So, that game could have been way different. I mean, I feel like every hard ball they hit was an out, and then every blooper fell in. So, just one of those days. I felt good overall and was able to get through 7.
It was a big night for third baseman Colin Moran in the 9-hole in the Astros batting order. Moran went 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored, including a triple and 2 runs driven in. Moran shared his thoughts after Houston held on to beat Baltimore 8-7.
I worked really hard to retool my swing in the offseason, so it's always nice when I get some results. My fiance and my dad.
So you're doing a little bit of the exchange of the ball and the bat outside with the kid. You were able to get the thing back.
Yeah, it's pretty
nice.
It was really nice of them to give me the ball and give him the bat, so it worked out good.
Estimate how many games you came through as a kid here?
A lot. I definitely remember my uncle's last.
The Astros sent Colin McHugh to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Chris Tillman.